I like lamp.
You like lamp?
I like lamp. Hey, real quick.
Yeah?
Stretch for the sky, somersault, and jump. Scooby-dooby-doo.
Somersault and jump.
Yeah, somersault and then jump.
Okay.
But not with your headphones on. That'd be dangerous.
Yeah. That would promote neck injuries, which we don't like to do.
Right. 8:46, 8 degrees, high today at 21. It's time now for Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends at Siler Appliance. Beautiful downtown Humboldt, across from where? Across from where?
Talking about
Keneally
the
Auto Repair?
Yeah. Are you talking about the Aquatic Center?
Right next to
it. Yeah, right next to it.
Well, they're kind of across from the Aquatic Center. There's a building between. Used to be the old Prowler. Yeah. And then
just a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, right next to Erpelding Voigt, CPA. Yeah, they're downtown Humboldt.
Yeah. Beautiful downtown Humboldt.
Thank you. Some questions are thinkers, and some questions are...
stinkers.
Dang right.
You went down a few octaves for that one.
Question numero uno. Question number one. Pat. Would you rather have unlimited snacks or unlimited beverages in the work office?
Boy, snacks are pretty good. But beverages, like we're talking, you know, like my sugar-free pops.
Unlimited beverages.
Boy,
or unlimited
nice.
Snacks. But think about it, man. You love food.
I love food. But, you know, all that food, eventually you need to sip on something.
Yeah.
I think this might be the one instance where I might not do food, and I might actually do the beverage.
You're crazy.
You know, Pat, I love sipping on my pops, so.
Yeah, you do. What do you, about a six-pack a day?
Yeah, about, yeah.
Whoa, dude.
I'm a six-pack-a-day drinker, yes. That actually sounds bad.
You know, I knew a guy, an announcer, another market, used to drink a six-pack a day before he went on shift. And I'm not talking soda pop.
We're not talking, that's what I was thinking.
Drink a six-pack of beer before he went on the air. And then he'd drink another six-pack while he was on the air over about a four-hour period.
I'm guessing he called that his performance enhancers.
Well... yeah, we didn't know it was a problem until we discovered the six-pack of beer stored in the toilet tank in the bathroom.
Wow. He went all out.
I tell you.
toilet tank.
Sure, seriously. That honest to God.
That's wild.
I'm just like, what? Dude, man.
You got a problem at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, on to the next. Question number two. Would you rather go on a one-month-long vacation or 4 week-long vacations per year? A month-long vacation for a year or 4 week-long vacations per year? See what I'm saying there?
Yeah, so you'd have the one month.
And then you're working the rest of the year. Yep. So you either get a month all back-to-back or 4 separate weeks.
See, the 4 weeks helps break up things, you know. You can kind of space them out throughout the year. The month-long is nice, don't get me wrong. But I feel like the month would be almost too long at that point, back to back to back to back.
Yeah.
Because that'd be your 4 weeks right there. And then you think about it the rest of 11 straight months of trying to power through it.
Yeah. Well, I did present this idea to 51, and the idea got bounced.
Okay.
Yep, so we're not getting it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do what?
You know, Pat, I'd probably go with the four separate weeks, and yeah, I'd put them, like, you know, strategically throughout the year.
Sure.
Just kind of, you know, help break up some stuff after, you know, every 3 months. Okay, just take 1 week, kind of relax, and then go another 3 months, and there you go.
I think that makes sense. I would break it up, too. Because after, you know, I've never taken a month. I don't remember the last two-week vacation I've ever had.
See, when I just use all my time at the end of the year, towards the end of it, I'm like, oh, wow. You know, oh, it's hard for me, obviously, to leave Mom after being with her 2 weeks down there and spending some time. But at the end of it, you're, you know, it's kind of like, wow. It is a long...
It's kind of daunting.
It becomes long, yeah,
mm-hmm,
after a while. But
yeah, I want to sleep in my own bed. But, you know, if you're gone for a month, let's say you're traveling Europe.
Yeah.
Might make sense.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you know, because there's a whole lot of things to do over there at that point, you might as well, if you're over there, spend all that time at once and try to... So I guess it depends on the situation, but typically I do split up those 4 weeks.
Good answer. Good answer.
Was that articulate enough?
Question number 3. Would you rather dye your hair purple for the rest of your life or have a wiener tattooed on your forehead?
Hey, Pat, I mean...
You know, like a hot dog.
Yeah, that's what I... Wait, are you actually talking like a hot dog or are we actually talking, you know, drawn thing that you'd see typically like...
Oh, you mean like a college prank or something like in school?
Yeah, not college. I mean, I used to see this stuff, you know, in high school and middle school. Where people would...
Draw
something in a textbook, yeah.
Yep, a different kind of...
A different kind, yeah.
Hot dog?
So we're talking hot dogs.
We're talking wiener, yes. A classic wiener.
It doesn't answer the question.
Yeah, a hot dog.
Does it look like a bone on one end? Okay.
Yeah.
In the drawing. Okay.
No bun.
No bun.
No
okay.
bun or condiments.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Just
okay.
a wiener.
So that's what we're talking
You'd
about.
You'd have a
okay.
wiener tattooed on your forehead, or you have to dye your hair purple for the rest of your life.
You know what, Pat? Now knowing that it's not a hot dog and it's a different type of...
No, it's a wiener. It's a hot dog.
Is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a hot dog.
Oh, okay. So anyway, getting that tattooed on my forehead, I don't want that.
Okay.
I will probably go with purple hair the rest of my life.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
Okay. I was just trying to get some clarification on what we were describing.
Yeah. Oh, you were thinking... Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's childish.
As you're smiling to me the entire time we're discussing this.
I see what you're saying now. No.
That's why I said the one drawn in a textbook.
Yeah,
you
and
know,
I can
by shot,
see,
you,
yeah.
By,
I see where you'd be confused because
yes.
I said, you know, well.
You didn't say hot. You didn't say Nathan's hot dog. You said wiener.
Yes. Well,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, hot dog. And
okay.
I said hot dog
okay.
a few times.
But then you decided to change it up on
no
me halfway through.
But,
yeah.
No
yeah, condom.
No.
Yeah.
No, that
yeah.
that word would start with a J.
Okay. All right. I wanted to double check because, you know, I need to make sure what I'm getting tattooed on my forehead.
So you're kind of leaning towards tattooing a wiener on your forehead?
No, I'm still going with
okay.
the purple hair.
All right. And I'm talking hot dog.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bonus question.
All right, bonus question.
Bonus question. Would you rather have a baby barf in your mouth or lick a bathroom floor?
Boy. Bathroom floor is going to be gross. But I don't do well with...
With spit up?
I don't do well with spit up, yeah. I don't.
Have you ever had a baby spit up on you at all?
Yeah, I...
You have, okay.
Second time I ever met my cousin Peter. He's now 21, plays golf out in Michigan.
Uh-huh.
Collegiately, and he... It was actually the first time we ever went outside with him, because we'd only see him at the house when we'd come up to Michigan. We took him out to my uncle's restaurant. It's called the Oconee Island, out in big restaurant chain out in Michigan. And all I remember is holding him and seeing this look on his face. I was 8 years old. I'm 7 years older than him. And it was the first time I'd ever experienced it, but I knew something was wrong when he looked at me a certain way. And then, let's just say, my right arm was coated.
Yeah. It's a wonderful smell, too, isn't it?
Oh, it was terrible. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Do you talk to Peter often?
Oh, yeah. We talk all the time, yeah.
Would you...
He's taller than me now.
Would you tattoo a Peter on your forehead, then, instead of a wiener?
I'm still confused as to what type of wiener we were talking about. Last question.
Well, if you get along with Peter, you know, and you just... Something to remember him by.
Ay, ay, ay.
Okay, would you rather have a baby barf in your mouth or lick a bathroom floor?
What a tangent we went on. I'm licking the bathroom floor.
I'm running on fumes here, man.
I know you are.
There's no gas in the tank.
I'm still confused about last question, but okay, yeah. You Which one you were describing, yeah.
The baby barfing?
No, the previous one.
Oh, we're past that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, after you bring up Peter getting on my forehead, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, I'm licking the floor.
Are you licking the floor, seriously?
Yeah, I know there might be all sorts of bacteria, maybe fecal matter on the ground, but I'm not having a baby barf in my mouth. I go back to Peter spitting up on me. No, thank you. Look who's childish now.
Uh, 8:57, 8 degrees. This has been Would You Rather Wednesday, brought to you by our great friends. At Siler Appliance and Service, beautiful downtown Humboldt.
Some questions are thinkers and some questions are stinkers.
Stinkers.
I'll try to finish it up for you. Dang right.
Thank you.